Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. The mission to rescue Australians from Afghanistan is underway. Australian passport holders were told to prepare for a rescue flight from Kabul last night. The United States is leading rescue operations. Spokesman John Kirby says the United States is keen to help Australia.
We do take some responsibility for our allies and partners in Afghanistan, and we'll be eager to work with Australia to help get out Australian citizens and other individuals who the Australians would like to see get out.
United States President Joe Biden has spoken to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson about the situation in Afghanistan. They will hold a virtual G7 leaders meeting next week to discuss it. United States State Department spokesperson Ned Price says the US is still evacuating its diplomats and citizens.
We have received assurances from the Taliban that they will allow safe passage to civilians transiting to the airport. Let me just be very clear about this. We take it for what it is. These are the words of the Taliban. We will, of course, be looking for one thing and one thing only, and that is follow through. It is our expectation that they allow safe passage.
Meanwhile, in Australia, New South Wales has recorded a big increase in new COVID-19 cases. 633 were recorded. It is the highest daily number ever. 550 cases are from the southwest and western parts of Sydney. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the numbers will likely rise again.
I hope this really reinforces the message that even if you think you're okay, don't risk giving the virus to those you love the most. Some of the stories we hear every day about the way people are suffering, the way people are seeing loved ones die, and the impact it's having is just devastating. So just stay home. Please don't leave home unless you absolutely have to.
Three more deaths were reported in the state. Victoria has recorded 24 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 20 have been linked to known outbreaks. 18 were in isolation for their entire infectious period, and 6 were in the community while infectious. There are 4 mystery cases without a known source of infection. United Nations agencies have expressed concern about humanitarian needs. Officials from UNICEF say 18 million people in Afghanistan need humanitarian assistance. 1 in 3 children are expected to be severely malnourished this year. Shabia Mantu from the High Commissioner for Refugees says countries need to help evacuate Afghans urgently.
In the wake of the rapid deterioration in the security and human rights situation in large parts of the country and the unfolding humanitarian emergency, UNHCR calls on states to halt forcible returns of Afghan nationals who have previously been determined to not be in need of international protection.
You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.